overwhelmed is a major part of motherhood. It can be really hard to handle, and especially when you're exhausted during those first few weeks. But here is a creative episode today to help you with some practical tips when you're feeling overwhelmed, overtouched, overstimulated, and over blah, blah. Hope you enjoy.
Hey mama, welcome to the New Mom Naturopath. Do you find yourself rocking your baby at night Googling, how do I keep my baby alive, or is this normal? Do you find yourself scared and overwhelmed when you're unable to tolerate the constant crying, and instead of enjoying those newborn snuggles, you find yourself crying along with them? Hey, I'm Dr. Kaylin Galloway, and I too found the sleepless nights and endless tears of postpartum overwhelming, to say the least. I wanted confidence in my skills as a new mom, to know I wasn't messing things up every single day. I kept telling myself, why is it so much easier for everyone else? But everything changed when I realized that I needed to find the root cause of my anxiety. In this podcast, you'll find quick, tactical, and easy tips to help you adjust to new mom life and reduce the fears that come along with it. I'm here to help you thrive in postpartum. So grab that gigantic water bottle and a snack and listen as you nurse that newborn for what? The third time this hour?
I am so excited. I'm actually starting a Facebook page, and this Facebook page is for you. It's for me, for us to connect and talk and chat, voice our problems, get really excited about solutions, and also for me to create amazing content on this podcast for you. So if you really want to join it, go ahead and visit me at www.kaylingalloway.com/community. That's KAYLYNGALLOWAY.com. And I can't wait to see you there, Mama. Have a wonderful day. My son was laying down. Did not want to lay down. He just, read that right, Kaylin. My son didn't want to lay down, especially after he got his cast and when he got his braces for his club feet. He was born with club feet, and we had to go through a lot of things in postpartum in order to help correct that and allow him to have normal functioning feet as he got older. And so he wanted to be held all the time. He wanted to cry all the time. He wanted to be touched all the time. And he's 3 years old, and he still wants all those things. He just weighs 40 pounds. So, my kid, he's 34 pounds, but like, he's a heavy kid. He's a big kid. And so, I had a lot of times where I felt really, really guilty. You know, he's going through a really hard time. He's having to adjust to these really heavy casts that he's wearing that were from his thigh all the way down to, like, his thigh crease all the way down to his toes on both legs. Plaster, like heavy, heavy freaking cast for a little baby. And I felt bad as he was suffering, but then at the same time, I was so overwhelmed. I just wanted like my own body back. You know, like I've shared it for 9 months. I've grown a human. Oh boy, my car just started to randomly play Corinne Crabtree. I love her, but I don't really want her on my podcast right now. Anyway, just the feeling of wanting to put my son down made me feel so guilty. Like, what kind of mom am I that I don't want to hold my child, that I don't want a baby wear right now, that I don't want to rock him to sleep all the time? All the feelings of, like, why is it that I just need more space than the 2 minutes I get when I go pee? And he's still crying in the other room in his swing because he wants me to still be holding him. And then there were nights where he would want me to be holding him all night long. I fixed those with like changing things in his braces and whatnot, but there was a lot of times where I would just be so freaking overwhelmed, like so mad, and I would just start crying with him. I wouldn't be able to not cry with him, and I knew that my husband wouldn't be home for hours. I was home alone. Everything was isolating and really just independence depriving. And then once I felt the shame of being like, wow, you don't want to be with your baby? What kind of mom are you? Like, there's just all these thoughts that went inside my head as soon as I was like, I just need a break. And then when I would go for the break, this is the magic part, is I would go for a break, like, go take a shower, go for a drive to the grocery store. Like, Target was a fun errand because it was like, oh, I'm out of the house that I don't have a baby with me. Like, I don't have to nurse someone in public. Like, yay! Felt, like, really relieving. It wasn't a full break, though, because I still in the back of my mind was thinking, wow, why am I so excited that I'm away from my baby? Why am I so excited that I don't have someone holding on to me? that I've wanted so much, that I care about so much, that I love so much. And I love being a mom. Like, I don't even want to, like, quantify it. I freaking love being a mother. Like, I look at my son and I think, wow, my life was empty without him. My life was empty without him. And I want more. And I love being a mom. I didn't love pregnancy. I was about to say I love pregnancy. I didn't love pregnancy. I loved the idea that pregnancy was like this really amazing transformational experience, a rebirth for myself, and it was the ability to see what kind of challenges I could overcome. And then the result after my baby was delivered, how much I could love another human and how much my gifts that I had built, like, in so many different facets of my life, through so many different experiences, now were useful, not just for me, not just for my life's journey, but now I was going to help someone else. And he chose me. He's in my life. He chose me as his mom. God chose him for me. Like, we're connected. And not only are we connected now by the fact that we're blood, but he was physically connected to my body. And every time I think about that, I get chills. Like, we were joined by an organ. Like, we were literally joined by an organ. We shared blood. We shared nutrients. We shared everything. And I look at him grow and I think, wow, I did that. I did that. I did that. But then that doesn't come away from the fact that I've got to get on topic. Like, it's still overwhelming. Even with the fact that I love being a mom so much, my heart hurts. So much it hurts. I still needed me time. I still needed me. I still needed to go back and remember why I wanted this. Because when the heart gets hard, it's really easy to forget that you wanted this beautiful relationship. And even though you're frustrated and angry and upset and overwhelmed and oversensitized and overtouched and want a break, that's normal. That doesn't mean you don't love your baby. It doesn't mean you don't love being a mom. It doesn't mean you are anything else. And so I wanted to give you actionable steps that you could take to help you formulate a way to get back to that gratitude. Get back to that moment of being like, I can have two things. I like that Becky from Good Inside always says, I can have two feelings at one time. I can have acknowledge two emotions at one time. I can acknowledge two truths at one time. And the truth is, I really love being a mom, and I really love being a parent, and I really love my son. But also, my identity is not tied to my son. And also, I need time for me. I need time and space for me. So what I would do in those moments of freak out, even though I felt so guilty about this in the moment, it was one of those foundational things that helped me be a better mom in the moment. So I put my baby down when he was crying if I was overwhelmed. And I would leave the room. And I put him down in a safe space. I'd put him down in a swing with him being awake and knowing he wasn't going to fall asleep in that moment, because, like, my son wasn't going to fall asleep without me holding him. So, like, I put him in the swing, or I put him in a safe crib or in a carrier of some sort, and I walked into the other room. And I would, even though I heard crying and I knew he wanted me and I knew he needed me, which was the hard part, I did some of these things. Sometimes I did all of them. Sometimes I just did the breathing. So that's what I'm going to talk to you first about, is number one, I'd meditate. And this does not have to be go to an ashram type of meditation. You do not have to join Kundalini. You do not have to become a yoga expert and become super flexible and wear a turban. Like, this is not, we're not going crazy here. Not to say that any of those things are crazy. I don't want anyone to think I'm judging. I'm just saying, like, you don't have to go to the whole other end of the world to try to figure out how to breathe. And so what I did was a box breath, which is four counts in, hold for four counts, four counts out, hold for four. Super, super, super simple. And you're not trying to do anything else but feel your breath. Feel where it's going in your body. Feel where you have to hold it when you do hold. Feel what's easier, inhaling or exhaling. What happens if you just kind of like let it go? Feel your breath. And the other type of meditation I really did, and I did these when I was holding my baby, when I was not holding my baby, when I needed a break, when he was sleeping in my arms, I did do Headspace. Headspace is an incredible app for meditation. I love it. I'm like reminding myself, I need to go do that again. Let's just add another thing to my schedule. Anyway, I would do Headspace apps. You can do, they have 2-minute meditations, they have 1-minute little breathing exercises, and they have all the way up to like an hour long meditation thing that you can go through to, you know, have background music while you meditate. Or just have a timer where someone's not going to, like, alarm you out of a deep meditative state without you being scared. Anyway, I really loved that app because it is not religious in any way, shape, or form. It is not from a dogma of New Age. It's not from a, like, Christian dogma. It's not anything. It's super, super neutral. It is literally just your breath. Just focus on in and out, trying to figure out where your breath is. Try to be present with your body, connect with your body, and it grounds you very, very well. Even the 2-minute meditations, even the 10-minute meditations, which sounds crazy, I know. You're like thinking, there's no way. Trust me, it is so powerful. It is such a powerful technique to be able to ground you in the moments where you feel like you've lost autonomy of all self. Because the reality is, you haven't. It just feels like it. The second thing I did was I went back to gratitude. So I went back to that feeling of, like, I love this child. And I'm so excited to feed him. And I'm so excited to sit here trapped under him in the couch without my phone charger. And I'm really hungry and also I have to pee. Like, I'm super happy that he's in my life. And I'm super happy that I have the feeling of still wanting to love and respect the person who I am today. And I can love myself and I can take care of myself and still have space to take care of my child. Those two things can be possible. So I go back to gratitude. The third thing, I distract myself. And this one, you know, yes, is it not always the best thing to do? Is, you know, like, dissociate and go into something? No, it's not. But then also, that is a protective mechanism for trauma. And sometimes those feelings of losing your sense of self in postpartum is traumatic. Like, it's traumatic. It's a traumatic change to your nervous system, and it is okay for that to be stressful. So I went on Instagram. I tailored my feed, and I have it perfectly tailored. My algorithm on my Facebook Reels is amazing. Like, I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna brag here for a minute. It is humor after humor after humor after humor. There is no negatives. I don't have any negatives. If I go to the video section, it'll pop up all these, like, crime shows and, like, divorce things, and I'm like, I know how those popped up, but that's frustrating. But, like, the reels, oh my gosh. There's just, like, so much. I just crack up. It's, like, for now, a time for me to giggle. I couldn't do that in postpartum because if I giggled, I'd wake up the baby because he was laying right on me. But I made sure to do it on, like, a bunch of mommy feeds so that I knew specific ones that I felt safe in following, that I felt safe in listening to and learning from, that I wasn't going to be judged or scared to, like, listen to what they had to say. And that's how I made sure that if I was getting distracted, I could totally do that. Then I also put on Gilmore Girls on Netflix, and I put on, all, on, you know, captions on, volume low, like, but he still falls asleep. It didn't really matter, you know, whatever. I made sure that I had the ability to, like, go into my own brain. I kind of, like, you know, I would journal on my phone, I would play games on my phone, I would listen to podcasts, anything to distract myself from the idea of, you want a break, you can't take one. You want to have your own autonomy, you don't have it right now. Like, anything to kind of relax myself into the moment of, you'll get this at some point, this is not forever. It's going to be okay for you to not like this right now. It's going to be okay for you to just put the blinders on, focus on the end of the tunnel. And the last thing is I'd get out of the house. Whether that meant I'm going to go spend money I don't have at Target, or that meant going on a walk, especially with the stroller. I had a really nice track. Like, I had a really nice running stroller, though I don't run, so that's kind of, yeah, there's that. But it was really nice for hiking. It's very nice for going on hikes. And I love a place where there's a lot of trails. So I did that of, like, getting out of the house, even if it was just to do something silly, like go through a Starbucks drive-thru or go sit at the library or go do something so simple. Get in the habit of routine habit of packing a diaper bag and getting focused on how to,
and if so, how to, could you
do things as a mom with a baby attached to me. And those are how I kind of manage being overtouched, overstimulated, and overwhelmed as a postpartum mom.
And if you have 30 seconds, I
would love to hear what you also do.
I'd love to read how the show is helping you thrive
and overwhelmed and don't know how to do it and all the things. If you want to come chat with me, I do have a Facebook group.
To set that crying baby down. You can take a shower or do
going
something
to be linked
for yourself today.
In,
and I can't wait to see you next time on
how did
the
I do it? How did I do it? Go to www.nhpath.com. CaitlinGalloway.com/community, and you'll get added to my list and also added a link to my Facebook page once you give your email and whatnot. And that gives you access to my email newsletter that's going to actually give you all kinds of fun goodies, and you'll get to have first access to sales that I produce through this podcast, and then also you'll have a weekly curated email that will give you send you right back here so that you can get more content, feel more confident as a new mom, and just have fun knowing that even though you're stressed out, you're still a good mom because you're here. I hope that's really helpful. Again, that's CaitlinGalloway.com/community. And my name is K-A-I-L-Y-N Galloway, like walk into the gallows, GALLOWAY.com/community. And I really can't wait to see you on the Facebook page and chat with you and get to grow with you. Have a wonderful day and have a wonderful weekend, because have a wonderful week, because this is going to be posted on Monday. It is currently Friday. So I'm going to go enjoy my weekend. You enjoy your week. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see you Thursday.